It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom, Bach. In your face, live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which is hosting the NCAA Wrestling Championships. I'm thrilled to be out here. Going to have dinner with the big guy, with Mark Manning, this evening. And we'll talk about and set up a pretty incredible weekend here in Philly for the Huskers and wrestling. I want to thank the folks for Stevens and Smith as well, and the folks from Canopy Street Market for helping us out and sponsoring us and making sure this happens. We're live, so you can jump on the Sutter Hammond text line 402-464-5685. Hit me with a what's up. Hit Bach with a what's up if you got questions. Bach, you know how we do, man. We're going to spin the wheel, and we could end up in a variety of places.
That's right.
So I warn people in advance that we're going to be all over the place. In the second segment, I'm going to go through the first round matchups that the Husker 9 that qualified are going to face and kind of give some breakdown for what that's going to look like. But 9 of the 10 traditionally starting lineup roster Husker wrestlers qualified for this tournament. And the seedings are according to Bach. This is a fascinating accumulation of sports fans. Wrestling fans are their own breed. They're their own breed. This is it. Bach, you ever walked into a place where every man, woman, and child look like they're waiting for something to jump off? they're all walking around fully fit, always yoked, and ready for somebody to make a misstep so they can take them down.
Ooh, like that sounds like walking on some thin ice there.
Oh, it is pretty remarkable that everybody walking around, I mean, it's just super jacked and fit. And you know, I'm probably the most unfit person that I've run into since, even on the flights, right? I flew out through Chicago to beat the storm, and I ended up being sat next to by an Iowa fan and an Iowa State fan.
Ooh.
An Iowa wrestling fan and a Iowa State wrestling fan. And then on the, across the aisle was a Penn State fan and another Iowa fan. Directly in front of me was a wrestler and a coach from Northwestern. So I was getting the full impact. And I had jokingly told Austin Orman last week that at the Big Ten basketball tournament, I was trying to avoid Iowa fans at all costs. Like I don't have that in me. But nice enough gentlemen, all of them former wrestlers, all of them now dads of wrestlers, right? Guys who wrestle around the country. They're all uniform in celebrating Penn State and what they've done just from an athletic standpoint, from a dominant standpoint. Applauding Penn State without giving them too much credit, because you don't want to empower the villain, right? Because everybody, it's Penn State versus the world here in Philadelphia. And it's a home meet. Like, imagine the national championships being a home meet. Well, this is a home meet. And Penn State fans are everywhere. I would say that next it's Iowa fans, Iowa State fans, and then Nebraska fans. And Nebraska will have some pretty good support at Wells Fargo starting tomorrow morning. For session one, and there are 8 mats. I got to walk around Wells Fargo this morning. There are 8 mats side by side. It's a great room. It's where, of course, it's where the Sixers and Flyers play. But Bach, it's pretty fascinating to just breathe it in. The practices were today. The Huskers We'll practice from 3 to 4:30 today, so 2 to 3:30 Central Time. They're going to practice and get their looks, and everybody's pretty healthy, and we'll talk about that over the course of this hour. But Bach, the weather, it's 60 degrees here.
Oh, it's got nice weather there.
Oh, thank you, Mother Nature. Thank you, Mother Nature. 60 degrees. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, but it's supposed to be 60 and, you know, 50, lower 50s at night. But the city, I mean, Philly's a big city anyway. It's a busy city anyway. But this is chaotic, because there's a lot of Midwestern folk walking around trying to figure out where they can go, where they can't go.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia. Right. I had to explain to them, Philadelphia is not Ames, Iowa. It is not Iowa City. So you gotta get in your lane and stay in your lane.
Have you been to Philadelphia quite a bit? It's one of the places I gotta go. I haven't been east too much, but I would love to go to Philadelphia. There's so much going on especially as a sports town.
Yeah, okay. So Philadelphia sports fans, there's certain iconic groups of sports fans, and we tend to think of, you can think of it on a college level, or you can think of it on the pro sports level. Philly is a pro sports town. Like it has its Villanova, its St. Francis, it has its St. Joe's, it has its, you know, it has its collegiate work, but it is a pro sports town. And you can spot a Phillies/Eagles/Flyers fan anywhere. Look, they don't have to talk. They don't. It's in the walk. It's in the posture. It's and being a DC kid, we would come to Philly quite a bit. One, I had some folks on my dad's side who were from Philly, so we would go up to family reunions on weekends and that sort of thing. And it's a pretty short drive from DC, but because of the NFL, the NBA, NHL, you would make the trip from DC to Philly. But you did it with a whole bunch of rules in play. Like, you knew there's some stuff that I can't do here on the road in Philly that I would do at home. Mm. And to compare it, and if you took Cowboys fans, Eagles fans, Giants fans, Commanders fans would rather give the business to Cowboy and Giants fans before Eagles fans. Eagles fans are the ones on the pyramid that you just went, you're making a business decision. If you're going to go left, this is going to be a thing. So much so that most of the Washington franchises set up analytical blocks on ticket sales to fans from Philadelphia area. So if you're a Phillies fan, you were trying to go to DC to watch them play the Nats, Nationals had set it up so that you couldn't buy tickets online. If you had a Pennsylvania zip code, like the old joke about them, you know, throwing snowballs at Santa, it's real.
Yeah, they turned on Santa. And
right, like they turned on Santa, and they have a jail in the stadium, right? Just because, you know, stuff's going to happen. Like, it's not a matter of if things are going to happen in Philly. They're going to happen. Then it's just, how are you going to deal with it? And are you going to participate? And then you add to it that football Philly often has bad weather. Mm. So they're feisty and they're cold. Like, they're double mad. They're double mad. And then add to it, here comes the Midwest. Here comes the Midwest. And Philly is kind of, imagine Omaha as Philly proper, and then how quickly, if you go outside of Omaha in any direction, how many fewer people exist and how many different other cultures are surrounded. Well, that's Philadelphia, is that the Dutch, the German, the Italian, you know, the Black. You can go in different directions. and get culturally a whole bunch of other things in a hurry. So again, the conversation for, again, for Midwestern Iowa folks, Midwestern wrestling folks who are coming to town, they're hyped, they're pumped, right? This is their event. I'm amazed at how many of the people I talk to, this is their, one of their vacation events for the year. This is one of the thing that they buy. I would say 30 wrestling fans just talking to in hotels and on airplanes and airports, but all 30 of them have season tickets wrestling at some university. They all have season tickets. This is their thing. This is their Super Bowl, which led me to ask, and I'll ask you this thing, Bach, and the text on, you guys can chime in. But what if you could only go, let's say you could go to two sporting events a year, two annual sporting events. What two would it be? And you can go through the list of those events. Of course, we're in March Madness. And there's men's and women's, and those are two entirely different events, right? Women's March Madness, while not in the full scope normally with, you know, pre Caitlin Clark, in this day and era, it has full reaching, and its fans are more tightly tentacled to it than the men's game. Women's college basketball fans are fanatical in a high level, and I put them on the same level with wrestling fans. But where would you go, Bach, if you could pick two events, right? Two annual events, and we can include WrestleMania and...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And you know, Royal Rumble, that sort of thing. You can put UFC in there. I think if you said, you know, World Series versus World Series Game 7 is different. NBA Finals versus NBA, NHL Stanley Cup playoffs versus Game 7, right? So what are the ones for you that you would dive in the pool for?
Well, I think naturally just my two favorite sports would be, you know, college football. So, to be honest, I love rivalries and stuff like that. So the playoff, like the championship game, would be something on my bucket list at some point. But I'd almost rather go to LSU, Alabama, or Michigan, Ohio State, or, you know, find my favorite college football game of the year, if you will. Would probably be up there. And then kind of similar to when you're tied to a team. If the Celtics make the finals, then I'd like to go to an NBA Finals game. But if they don't, just a Celtics playoff game would probably be the two events I'd pick more than any.
Have you been to the new Boston Arena?
No. Like I said, I really need to travel east some point because I've seen both oceans. I've been to Asia, but I have not been to the East Coast. I need to go to Boston and New York and Philadelphia, all that. Washington, D.C., I've never been to any of them.
Yeah, it's a real thing, right? That traveling and cross, one, meeting the people, right? Meeting the people and then being in the venues during those events. It used to be, so if you ask me 15 years ago, there was nothing in sports bigger than Washington, Dallas, anywhere. There was never anything that was going to match that. That often Washington versus Dallas had more meaning than Super Bowl. Even if Washington was playing in the Super Bowl, it wasn't as big of an event, emotional event, as Washington-Dallas. If you ask me 25 years ago, boxing, a heavyweight or a prime time, I can tell you, having seen Tyson live, having seen Sugar Ray Leonard and Duran, I hate to tell you, there's no Super Bowl that measured to that. You know, and that's having been to 11 Super Bowls, and it doesn't. But I can also tell you, going to Vegas and seeing UFC with Jones versus Miocic or Conor McGregor, you know, it's a different level.
Yeah.
Like it's a different thing. And I'm not sure. Like WrestleMania, you know, there was a Rock Hogan WrestleMania. Pretty big, right? Pretty big. So I don't know what to. I don't know, because of the way college football is now, that there could ever be a college football game matchup that would give me the tingles the way some of these things would do. I would ask you, so let's say if it's Celtics Lakers and it's Red Sox Dodgers, if it's let's say Nebraska catches lightning in a bottle, right? Even if they're not favored to win, but they make a playoff game, right? So they're one of the top eight. Where does that rank? Where would that put? Where would you put if you could go ringside WrestleMania, whoever it is, Huskers in the first round of a playoff. So let's imagine they make the first game, right? They make the first game. They make the NCAA tournament, basketball, right?
Yeah.
And they're favored to win the first game.
Yeah, somehow they're a higher seed at some point.
Right. Like if they're a five seed, yeah, right? Because I think 5C puts you in the top 20, right? Where, yeah, you kind of feel like it would be. I'm not sure top 30 moves the needle. Top 20, is that fair? Top 20 makes you feel pretty good about that. So what would be the ideal?
Boy, that's tough. I mean, you're making me choose between my children at this point. but, I mean, because I think about the nuance, and there would be obviously a nuance to Nebraska basketball winning a NCAA tournament game. It's crazy, and you know, just throughout my life, expecting that at some point I will see that, and I still do. And they're close, right? They almost made the tournament this year. It can happen in a year, but we've been saying that for years. I mean, not to make it too gloomy here, but I grew up watching basketball with my father. My father watched Nebraska basketball for 60 years, and he passed away. And, you know, we watched last year's game together, and it was like, because I knew he had stage 4 cancer, so it was going to be probably his last opportunity to see it. And it's just like, man, some of this stuff just might not ever happen in your lifetime. So some of the stuff that you're talking about, it's like, you really, the nuance of it could be very important. Nebraska basketball is so near and dear to my heart, it's hard to pick anything over that. But to think about the nuance of Nebraska football in their first playoff game after what has seemingly amounted to a lifetime of, not being in the relevance category, I think I'd probably have to choose that football one, almost just to get back to my nostalgic feels of my childhood of playing in a game of that magnitude. Because, again, I think it would bring me back to when I was a kid and Nebraska was top 5 all year long. And when they played those matchups, the eyes of the nation were on them. It would just be incredible to be in that. And then again, you know, how it's currently set up, I suppose, could be a road matchup or a home game for Nebraska. I think I would choose those. But then again, like I said, you're making me pick between my kids because I do need to make it to a WrestleMania at some point too.
Yeah. I mean, it's fascinating, right? That you go, I'm recently vested in Nebraska basketball, but I would imagine that the night when that happens, that Nebraska wins an NCAA basketball tournament game, that there are tears in Nebraska, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, there are going to be people who cry at the idea, but on the same token, if Nebraska football makes a playoff game, the moment they clinch that or that is announced, right, if they're selected or whatever, there will be tears in Lincoln, Nebraska. I mean, think about that, Bach. Like, I'm not wrong.
No. And it would just, like, just you saying that, it's like we hear it from the outside, and you hear it for years and years that college football would be better if Nebraska were in contention. And you hear that from around the nation, you know, people that remember it. But it's like it really would. It would move people to that degree. And so when you think about it being better, it's not like, yeah, it'd be kind of more fun to watch them. It'd be like, this would be, again, generational of some of the older folks, you know, being able to look at some of the younger people and being like, this is Nebraska football. This is what we know. We are back. So, I mean, it would be absolutely incredible. And yes, I'll raise my hand first for either one of those situations. There will be tears and not maybe just, you know, one or two here and there. I'll be probably crying for my, you know, much of the end game if they're able to win.
I mean, it's pretty fascinating to ponder that and say, okay, Bach, there's five doors that you can choose to walk through as a Nebraska fan. One is an appearance in the NCAA football playoff. Door two is a win in the NCAA basketball tournament. Door three is a national title in wrestling. Door four is another national title in volleyball. Door five is a Husker Heisman Trophy winner.
Mm.
What door do you go to? What door do you think Husker fans line up at in full? And there's no unanimous choice. Like, I literally know that there's no, you could add, you know, College Baseball World Series.
Oh yeah.
Like you win the College World Series. Not just go to regionals and play well, right? I'm talking about win the whole, as Jake from Major League says, win the whole dang thing. What door do you line up at?
Yeah, I was glad you said the College World Series too, because that's another one that's like, it's hard to explain. I went to the retirement ceremony for Shane Comine and Darren Erstad and Alex Gordon. And in my head, I was thinking, because those names come from the late 90s, early 2000s, and some of those College World Series runs, in my head, I was thinking, that's the crowd I'm going to go see. That's what I think for a moment in time. And it didn't happen. And it was a cool ceremony. I don't mean to drag anybody down. But just kind of, there's just, you can't, I always say, you can't fake stakes. You can't make it up. And so when it actually happens and the pandemonium's going on and the crowds are there, it's just incredible. But you know, you go through that list, and I still think, you know, it, for each individual Husker fan, you got to make a choice. But for Husker fans as a whole, man, they love football. So I think they might choose a playoff appearance.
I would say that, right? That, and we'll go to break and come back and talk wrestling, but I would ask that question, that does it have to be, is it relevancy in college football for Husker football, right? Relevancy. You want it to be not only relevant, but for it to matter in other places, right? That making the college playoff. We're not talking about winning the Big Ten. We're not talking about winning a playoff game. We're talking about just getting in. lots to ponder and consider. All right, we'll throw it to break. More from Philadelphia, DP Bach, one-on-one.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.